The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Broadcasting coast to coast and border to border from Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging deplorable.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, I'm going to have to take out a loan to go shopping at Walmart later today. Welcome to the program, ladies and gentlemen. Good to have you with us in the middle of a massive surge in inflation. Prices are going up all over America, and it is not a pretty picture. But we're going to get through all of this together. It's going to be as President Biden told us, a dark winter in this country. By the way, the White House Chief of Staff says all of you people out there complaining about inflation and the fact you're paying, what, $5 a gallon for gasoline, you folks that are having to put eggs on layaway down at the Kroger, that this is just a rich people problem in America. That is what the White House Chief of Staff, Ron Klain, had to say, tweeting yesterday. That this is really not that big of a deal. And I think now, since we do know that there are people inside the White House who are monitoring this radio program, and we're hoping to one day convert some of these people to the right way of thinking, I'm sure they would love to hear from you. Now, I will say this. By and large, most wealthy people are not shopping down at the Dollar Tree. Most wealthy people are, I mean, some may, I know some that are really, they're tight with the dollar bill and they don't want to give up that dollar. They're always looking for a bargain, always looking for a discount. But by and large, wealthy people are not shopping at Walmart or, they go to Target, or down at the Kroger. So it seems to me these people are so far out of touch. And Jen Psaki, Circleback, Peppermint Patty, the condescending nature and attitude of this one is beyond the pale. It's this, we're better than you, we know more than you, so you just go, we're going to send you a monthly check, and you be happy with what we send you. That's the attitude of the White House right now. Folks, I'm telling you, I think we are on the verge of a grassroots uprising. And I'm not talking about anything violent here with the torches and the pitchforks. I'm talking about an uprising at the ballot box. I'm talking about an uprising that is going to revolutionize Washington, D.C. And I suspect things are going to be so bad, that even some Democrats are going to switch over and vote for a Republican. And I'm curious what's happening in your neighborhood. Yesterday, we had a guy from Walmart in Georgia call in, and he was telling us, hey, look, you folks better get ready because normally the back of the store, the back of the Walmart, it's filled with product. We got nothing back there. Prices are through the roof. That's what's going on. So I'm curious to know what's happening in your communities. And that's really the point of this show, is to get an idea of what's really going on here, because the mainstream media, they're really not covering the significant impact here. And by and large, the people at the networks, they are the millionaires. They're not sitting in the line over at Chick-fil-A. That's not what they do. They are so far out of touch with the average American citizen. And again, nothing wrong with being wealthy, being rich. But if you are in leadership, if you are in politics, you better get your buttocks out of the beltway and understand how regular Americans are suffering as a result of these policies. I want you to write down our telephone number, and we will be opening up the phone lines this hour of the program, 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. Our live show blog is up and running over at toddstearns.com, and we have links to all of the guests who are coming on the program today, and we've got a lot of them. And some great guests, including our good friend, the congressman from North Carolina, Dr. Greg Murphy. And he's got a lot to say about the current situation here in the country. But I want to go back to this. I want to go back to this tweet that Ron Klain shared just a little while ago. This originally came from Jason Furman. And Jason Furman, as my computer is slow to upload here, is a professor at Harvard University. And here's what he wrote. Most of the economic problems we're facing, inflation, supply chains, etc., are high-class problems. Well, you know what? They're not. They're everybody's problem. Everybody's problem. It doesn't matter if you're wealthy, if you're dirt poor. It doesn't matter if you're living on in a penthouse on Park Avenue or in the housing projects in Memphis, Tennessee. We are all going to suffer. As a matter of fact, and you better buckle up for this one, winter is coming, and you better pray it is not a cold winter, because we're hearing that your electric bills are going to skyrocket. And we could, in some places, see gasoline, and I'm not joking here, gasoline at $6 a gallon. This is far from over. And that's why yesterday on the program, we had a Victor Davis Hanson. Historian, brilliant scholar, incredible writer. And he's saying even in California right now, a lot of the Targets and a lot of the Costcos, there are empty shelves. And I suspect that's happening in your neighborhoods. It's happening here in Memphis, Tennessee. You had Pete Buttigieg. I keep calling the guy Mayor Pete. He's always going to be Mayor Pete to me. Mayor Buttigieg. The transportation secretary, had a little chuckle fest yesterday. And Mayor Pete was asked about Christmas, because a lot of kids, they're counting on Santa Claus. And I hate to say it, but President Biden may have just killed Santa Claus.
So holiday expectations management, as we're looking at these supply chain issues, how bad are they going to get for Americans? And I'm talking specifically, you know, leading here into the December holidays, where people are relying on getting goods, on getting presents.
Well, I think there's always been two kinds of Christmas shoppers. There's the ones who have all their list completed by Halloween, and then there's people like me who show up at the mall on Christmas Eve. If you're in that latter bucket, obviously there's going to be more challenges.
Idiot. Now, look, for somebody like Mayor Pete and his husband, I'm sure they do their Christmas shopping down at the Crate and Barrel. You know what? Maybe that's not a big deal. Maybe that's not a big problem for Mayor Pete. But for the rest of us, this is a big deal, especially if you're a mom or a dad. And you know how it is. The kids fill out the Christmas wish list. You know, back when I was growing up, we would get the big Sears and Roebuck catalog. No, it's a catalog, Grace. It came in the mail. It was very large, and the postal workers hated that time of year because, you know, they threw out their back and we'd get a hernia. So, no, they're catalogs. And in the catalogs, we would actually circle. We would circle what we wanted, and we'd give it to a mom or grandma. And more often than not, you would get what you wanted. Because as a parent, you want to be able to do that for your child. You know, they have their heart set on a specific toy. And I know, Grace Baker, when you were growing up, I'm sure you had a toy or like a little doll. Maybe, you know, I mean, you're a female, so maybe the Barbie doll or, you know, something like that.
I was not into dolls, but I loved anything with dogs on it.
A dog. So, well, of course. So little Grace, that's L-I-L apostrophe, little Grace. So when you were growing, you probably wanted like, you know, 101 Dalmatians, you know, movie or something.
There was a very specific one I remember, Puppy Magic.
Did you, and you asked for that for Christmas?
Yep, and I got it.
And you got it.
What was it? I was freaking out. Like, there's video of me.
There you go.
I'm like, Bobby Magic, it's so exciting.
So I have no idea what that is, but for you, it is so incredibly important.
Yes.
And the look on you're smiling now, you're gleaming, you're thinking back to that glorious time in your childhood before you had to go out and get up at the crack of dawn to get to work to pay the bills.
Exactly. I remember it really well.
And do you remember the look on your parents' face?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They were thrilled.
Oh, yeah.
It was so happy because that there was that joy there. I hate to say this, but there's not going to be a lot of joy around the country. And I know, look, there will be people calling in. Well, Todd, Christmas is not about the gifts. Oh, it's about the gifts. If you're a kid, it's about the gifts. Come on.
You're not wrong. You start to understand as you get older.
We all know that Jesus is the reason for the season. But when you are 6 years old and so 5 years old, you want, I don't know, My Little Pony or whatever. You know, you want G.I. Joe. That's what Christmas is all about. And don't call up here and say, well, my four-year-old. No, they're all behaving the same. They want the toys. It's about greed. I'm just saying.
Hey, keeping it real.
We try our best to keep it real here on the Todd Stearns Radio Program. So that being said, for Mayor Pete to come out and say something like that is just ludicrous. And he has no understanding of what the American people are truly going through. And I feel bad because there are a lot of moms and dads who are not going to be able to go out and get that gift that their child wants. And that's a sad thing. It ought not to be that way, but that's the way it is. So look, we're going to take a break here. We will open up the phone lines. We do want to hear from you about prices. What are you seeing there? Are you starting to feel the impact, the sting? Also, we are following developments. American Airlines apparently going through Freedom Flu. Many, many people coming down with the Freedom Flu at American Airlines. Hundreds of flights canceled yesterday. We're paying close attention to that. Tim Murtaugh is going to drop by, the former Trump 2020 comms director. We're also going to be talking to our good friend Chad Prather over at Blaze TV and Walker Wildman from American Family Radio. We got a lot of fun stuff happening. Again, our number, 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stearns Show.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-702-5400. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-702-5400. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-702-5400.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
All right. Welcome back to the Liberty University studios. I'm Todd Stearns, and we always have great music. As a matter of fact, we have the best bumper music in all of talk radio. And I'll be willing to fight somebody in the streets for that. What is today? Thursday, Grace Baker? Throat Punch Thursday. That's what we'll call it. Throat Punch Thursday.
That sounds aggressive.
It does, but I care about the show.
Thursday. So we're going to play very aggressive music the whole show.
No, we're not.
That's your assignment, Producer Kyle.
But we do have Producer Kyle, who is also DJ Kyle. We're the only conservative talk radio show with our own DJ. And a lot of people say, okay, what was that music? We have that music, so we actually publish our playlist, our daily playlist, on the live show blog.
Yes.
So if you and Kyle is here's what I love about Kyle, aside from the fact that he's family, is that he's got this great musical like background. So it's everything from whatever that was to jazz or
pop, classical,
classical.
You just
country.
Never know.
I never know
what I'm going to hear.
That's it. By the way, gas, somebody wrote in, John writes in on the Facebook live stream, Todd, gas is above $6 in parts of Los Angeles already. Is that true? Are you guys out there really? You know what? At that point, I'm walking. That's when I'm walking to work if it's $6 a gallon. Pennsylvania, you folks, Gail says Pennsylvania gas $3.48 a gallon right now. And Costco gas in Sacramento is $4.10 a gallon today. So that might be a discount as opposed to Los Angeles. So there you go. Unbelievable. 844-747-8868. Cindy Ann writes in, Todd, bacon in California, $8 to $9 a package for bacon. Now, I want to say something for just a moment. They can take away, you know, they can take away a lot of stuff from us. They can charge out the wazoo for gasoline. They can shut down your business. They can shut down your church house. They can even shut down your school. But when you go after the bacon, there will be a war over that. I'm just telling you, you're not going to take away America's bacon. You can't do it. No, I'm not talking about that Canadian stuff. I'm talking about God-fearing American pigs that sacrifice their lives so that we can have breakfast and delicious BLTs. That's what I'm talking about. All right, so in addition, we've got Grace, you've got to keep me focused today. I'm sort of all over the place.
I'll do my best.
But I want to share with our listeners, today is Thursday, and it is also $1,000 Thursday. All this month, we are raising money for Alliance Defending Freedom so they can fight for us in the courthouses across this country. And I'm telling you, folks, the attacks on religious liberty, the attacks on freedom of conscience, you just ask a soldier in the military what's happening right now, and you'll understand why Alliance Defending Freedom is so vitally important. I mean, these poor soldiers being forced to do things that you cannot even begin to believe. And also shutting down religious liberty. How many times have we seen crosses and other things literally coming under attack in the military? And that's one of the reasons we're supporting Alliance Defending Freedom. So today is $1,000 Thursday. And here's what we're going to do. We promised you that we were going to give you incentives to give to Alliance Defending Freedom. And it's very simple. All you have to do is go to our website, toddstarnes.com, and click on the Alliance Defending Freedom banner, and you'll be able to donate online, or you can also give them a call, and I'll share that number in just a moment. But here are the exclusive gifts. And Grace, we're going to go through this. These are some pretty awesome, awesome gifts. We are in the process of beefing up our company store. And Grace, the first people that are going to have access will be the folks that that donate to ADF.
Hey, we've been talking about presents. Here
we have we have been talking about this for a long time. So here you go. So $1,000 Thursday, we're looking for five people in the audience to donate $1,000 to Alliance Defending Freedom. It is 100% tax deductible. So if that matters to you, then you're going to want to do this. So if you do that, you are going to get a personalized signed copy of every single one of the Todd Stearns books. We have six books out there, and I am personally going to sign those, inscribe those just for you at the $1,000 giving level. Now, if you say, Todd, I've been blessed. The Lord has blessed me. I want to give more than that. So if you want to donate $5,000, so Grace Baker, I'm sorry, Grace. I think I had decaf this morning.
Todd.
If $5,000 level, Grace, we're going to give you an exclusive, and these are awesome. I mean, this is like L.L. Bean quality. We're going to give you a Todd Stearns bomber jacket.
What? I don't even have one of those.
Well, pop over $5,000, right? Go online right now. We've got a great internet. We have great internet speed here in the news bunker. It's really an awesome jacket. We only have 10 in the world. That's it. So if you donate at the $5,000 level, we will hook you up with an awesome bomber jacket. You are also going to get an exclusive Zoom call with yours truly, and your church group or your book club or your political group. Or if it's just you, we're happy to do that too. And you're also going to get all of my books personally signed. So it's a pretty good deal for that price point. $10,000. And Grace, this is pretty awesome. And this is going to be a lot of fun. We're going to fly you and a guest to Memphis, Tennessee. We're going to provide lodging at the Peabody Hotel, the home of the world-famous Ducks. You're going to get exclusive access to our studios in Memphis. We're going to take you out for dinner. You're going to get the bomber jacket and all of my books at the $10,000 level. You say, Todd, how can I do that? Right now, ToddStarnes.com. Click on that Alliance Defending Freedom banner. And who knows? You could be coming to Memphis, Tennessee. Folks, we've got to take a break. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Over there. Is that Ted Cruz? Jeez, hello. All right, so here's the deal. Okay, we get it. That'll be the morning anthem for Sunday church. That'll get folks going. Welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Wow. So, look, I've got to talk about this NFL situation and try to help you explain. I know many of you have stopped. You've stopped watching NFL games, and I'm one of those people. I haven't watched in a couple of years now. When Colin Kaepernick decided to take a knee and the NFL then defended that decision, that was it for me. But there is an effort underway to destroy the NFL. That's it. All right? So you need to understand the end game to all of this. So anytime you hear stories like John Gruden, that is part of an effort to destroy the National Football League. But there's a little bit more to it. So going back to the early days of the NFL, this was a predominantly white man's sport. All right? And over the years, that has changed. By and large, and we ran the numbers here, so right around 24% of NFL players are white, all right? So there's been a massive shift in demographics within the NFL. The NBA, it's even higher. What is it, Grace? I don't even know. I would be willing to say 70, 80% of the players, maybe even higher than that, would be black.
That sounds about right.
Yeah, I mean, it's significant. Now, before we jump into this, and this, I want to offer a caveat. Now, I don't mean to speak down to our audience because I don't. I mean, you guys are the smartest folks in all of talk radio. We have the smartest listening audience. And by the way, interestingly enough, we have one of the youngest talk radio audiences as well. So I'm not real. This is not meant for you. This is meant for the morons who are listening to this program from Media Matters headquarters. They have people, they hire these kids, and you probably know them. They've got pimply faces, oily hair, a little body odor, and their fingers are just, I don't know, permanently stained with Cheeto dust. And they sit in their mother's basements, and their job is to listen to this program and make up stuff. So I want to be very clear. So this message is for them. I believe that you should hire the best person for the job, no matter their skin color, no matter their sexual orientation. None of that matters. The question, and as a business owner, I have to ask this question every day. Can you do the job? Can you do the work? This is America. That's how things should operate. So I'm always looking for the best person. I don't care if they're a man or a woman. Don't care if they're black or white. It doesn't matter to me. I just want to know if they can do the job. But that doesn't matter anymore in today's woke gender identity society. That doesn't matter. So here's the issue. It's not that a majority of the NFL is black. It's the coaches. Yeah, the players are majority black, but they want a majority of coaches to be black. And they're not. They want a majority of the owners of the NFL teams to be black, and they're not. As a matter of fact, and I don't know if you caught this, but in the Gruden controversy, the owner of the Las Vegas Raiders was asked to weigh in on this, and he refused to. He said, you know what, why don't you go talk to the NFL? They have all the answers. And for me, it just seemed to me that he was expressing his disgust. Mark Davis is the owner of the team. And it just seems to me that Mark Davis was saying, you know what, This was not my decision. This is on the NFL. That's on them. And I guarantee you they pressured this guy to make the decision to get rid of Gruden. I'm telling you. When you look at what happened in the NFL, it is clear to me that they were trying to get rid of this guy because he was a conservative. John Gruden, when you look at his values, how he lived his life, I don't think this was really all about those emails. Because what I saw in the emails was it off color? Yes. Was it inappropriate? Yes. But I don't think it rose to the level of homophobia or racism. I think this is basically how most guys think. And I'm not saying all, but a good many, this is how they talk. There's guy talk, and this guy talk was expressed in the emails. But I don't think that was it. I think that ultimately this was about getting rid of a white football coach. And we talked about this a few days ago on this program. Don't be surprised if the next head coach is either a female or a person of color. And this is going to continue. It's not over yet. And we know that because now the NFL is coming out and people are calling on the NFL to say, we want to see all the emails. We want to see the emails of all the other white coaches. We want to see what they're saying. And I'm telling you, there are a lot of people. You know what's happening right now at NFL stadiums all over America? You know what's happening? You've got head coaches that are out there deleting. They're calling up Hillary Clinton. Hey, Hillary, who is that group that you used to do the the bleach thing? All that? You got their contact info? That's what they're doing. But they're going to get those emails. I'm telling you, it's not over. And I suspect when it's all said and done, you're going to see more coaches go. But again, we talk a lot in this country, and you hear it from Black Lives Matter. We're oppressed. We never get ahead in life. Oh, woe is me. We want fair representation in the National Football League. We want fair representation in the NBA. Okay, well, if that's the case, then if you want fair, I mean, if this is about fairness, if this is not about the best person for the job, okay, let's talk about fairness. Let's break down the demographics of the United States of America. And you will find that we are still a majority white country. So if that's the case, if you're talking about fairness, how many blacks live in America? And I'm telling you, what's going to have to happen is you're going to have to fire about well over half of every NBA player and every NFL player. Again, if you're talking about fair. According to the latest Pew Research study based on the U.S. Census, roughly 14% of the country is made up of black Americans. So you've got 14%. Now, and I'm just going to throw this out there. You've got 14% of the country that identifies as black Americans, maybe 15 when you throw in Rachel Dolezal. So you've got these people out there, 14% of the population, and they represent well over, 70-80% of all the NBA players, and roughly 60-some-odd percent, 64-65% of the NFL. So they are overrepresented. But you're not going to hear anybody talk about that. And from my perspective, I agree. Why would you want to talk about that? Because, again, it seems to me if I'm running an NFL team, I want the best man for the job. Todd, there you go again, you sexist man. What about the women? Okay, well, let's talk about that for a moment. You want women to play football? Of course. Women and men are equal, Todd. Shame on you. Okay, fine, let's go there. If that's the case, then I want you to put a couple of females on the defensive line, and let's see how that goes. But they're not going to do that because they know the truth. They know the reality. So I feel bad for John Gruden. I mean, he got hammered by the cancel culture mob, but they're coming after everybody. They're coming. If you are a white person, if you are a conservative, if you are a person of faith, they're coming after you. And the question is, what are you going to do about it? You got to, folks, I'm telling you, we're all going to have to address these issues. We are all going to face these decisions in our lives. So anyway, that's what's happening with the NFL. Rush Limbaugh predicted this years ago. He predicted that the NFL was going to become the target of these radical activists. And they're getting it from all sides, all sides. But the reality of it is very simple. At the end of the day, the National Football League would rather have criminals, murderers, rapists, thugs. They would rather have those people employed in the NFL than someone like a conservative like John Gruden. I mean, it's very simple. That's who they are. And meanwhile, you have this crazy story out of the NBA where they're now telling players that they are not allowed to play basketball if they have not got the vaccine. And this poor guy, he plays for the Brooklyn Nets. Kyrie Irving is his name. And I want you to take a listen to what he has to say.
You know, like putting this on me is just like, why are you putting it on me? You know, like this is not part of, you know, what's going on in conversations with scientists, physicians, and doctors. I'm just a hooper, right? Like I'm just a person who's being utilized as an example. For some odd reason, you know, people love to have my name in the mix of just some BS.
Yeah, and I'll be honest with you, I don't follow the NBA. I don't know this guy. Seems like a nice fella. I don't know what his politics are. I don't know much about him. But that's not important to this story. Here's a guy, and you just heard him say it. Man, I'm just a hooper. I just go out there and play basketball. That's what I do. Why are you guys, you know, I don't want to be the poster child for anything. I just want to play basketball. And he also said he wanted to remain true to who he was. And for whatever reason, this guy does not want to get the vaccine. And I honor that man's decision. He's a grown man. He's an American man, a red-blooded American man. And he is man enough to make decisions for himself, just like all the rest of us. All right, look, we've got to take a break here to pay some bills. 844-747-8868. That is our toll-free telephone number, 844-747-8868. Folks, I've got to tell you about our friends at Patriot Mobile. They are America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. They share our beliefs, and that's one of the reasons I support these guys. The other, man, they've got a great product. Patriot Mobile, by the way, donates a portion of every dollar to organizations that we care about and that fight for causes we care about, religious liberty, the Second Amendment. And by the way, if you switch to Patriot Mobile right now, use my name as the promo code, Todd. You're going to get free activation and a free gift. They also have plans to fit any budget, along with some incredible discounts for all of you veterans and first responder heroes out there. If you would like information, if you would like to switch to Patriot Mobile, all you need to do is go to patriotmobile.com/Todd. That's patriotmobile.com/Todd. Or you can call their customer service team based right here in the good old U.S. of A, 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT. Got to take a break. We'll be right back. So the White House, ladies and gentlemen, says that only the rich, only you rich folks care about inflation. Is that true? Is that really true, America? 844-747-8868. That's our number. Let's go to the phone. Rick, hanging out in Alaska, listening to us on our live stream, wants to weigh in on what's happening with the NFL. Hey, Rick, what's happening?
Are we traveling outside the state? Well, no, I'm not. Actually, I'm here getting tested for COVID.
Okay.
But
do you have any symptoms?
I have no symptoms.
All right, I'll get you squared away, man.
Thank you.
Okay, let's put him on hold. I don't know what's going on. What was that all about? All right, let's find out what's going on with Rick. Well, he was getting a COVID test? That could have been a first on the radio. We'll figure that out. Grace, let's get on to that. In the meantime, back to speaking of COVID, we've got a story up on our website about another NBA star, a guy by the name of Brandon Goodwin. And so he was at one time a former Atlanta Hawks point guard. He got blood clots after getting the China virus vaccine. That was insane. But he was told, and this guy's 26 years old, he said he was told, don't say anything about it. Don't tell anybody. He has since signed with another team, but the Atlanta Hawks, when all this happened, which was early last year, the Atlanta Hawks said he just had a minor respiratory issue. Okay, a blood clot is not a minor respiratory issue. He says it might have ended his NBA career. He says, honestly, I don't know where I'm going to play this year. I don't know if I'm going to play at all. And he thinks it's because he was speaking out about what happened. But again, this goes back to another thing, and I know the mainstream media, they get so enraged at us on this radio program because we just speak the truth here. That's all we do. And we're going to play some Joe Rogan audio a little bit later on in the next hour of the program, going after Sanjay Gupta, the medical doctor over at CNN, the most profane name in news. We're going to talk about that in just a moment.
Crying Negro Network.
Thank you very much, Judge Joe Brown. But the reality is, they're not telling us how many people have died as a result of getting this vaccine. They have not told us the number of people who have suffered major, major side effects from this vaccine. And I'm one of them. I'm one of them. And you know what? It's on me. I don't blame anybody else but myself. But I don't think my doctor's getting a Christmas card from me this year. I'm just saying. But I'll get over it. But the reality is, a lot of people out there are getting these vaccines and they are suffering, especially young people. And we've got to get to the bottom of this. We've got to get to the bottom of it. As a matter of fact, and the idea that CNN and MSNBC and all the others are going after you for taking the ivermectin.
Well, that's just a horse pill. Look at these morons running around in their overalls without any shoes on, taking horse pills or getting from the tractor and feed supply.
Well, it's an outright lie, and they know it. They're misrepresenting and misconstruing what it is. And I'll give you an example. I have a mechanical aortic heart valve beating in my chest right now. Born with a bad heart valve, when I was 37, they had to replace that thing. So there's a mechanical heart valve beating inside of me, keeping me alive. I have to take blood thinners every day for the rest of my life. And why is that? Well, the mechanical heart valve is a foreign object inside my body, and as a result, if your blood is the right consistency, the normal consistency, it will clot, and clots will form and could break off and cause you to die of a stroke. So your blood has to be thin, and you have to take a blood thinner. I take something called warfarin. As a matter of fact, warfarin was first taken by President Dwight D. Eisenhower when he had a heart attack. Now, here's what you need to know about warfarin. It is also known as rat poison. That the same products, whatever they used to make warfarin, they used to make rat poison. Now, if this was CNN, and let's just say that warfarin was a new drug on the market, that CNN would be out there with the headlines, conservative talk radio host Todd Starnes is killing his listeners. He's been urging them to take warfarin, urging them to take rat poison. Well, it's simply not true. It is simply not true. And that's what they're doing to people like Joe Rogan. And so we're going to get into this. This is a brilliant conversation. And I got to say, hats off to Sanjay Gupta for actually sitting down and being willing to debate, which is what we do on this radio program. So, Sanjay, if you're out there, give us a call. All right, got to take a break here, folks. Things heating up here in the Liberty University studios. We've got a lot of great guests coming up. Also, Greg Murphy going to be here in just a little while. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
From Memphis, Tennessee, on the banks of the mighty Mississippi, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
All right, all you biscuit people out there, pay attention, especially if you're in Statesville, North Carolina. Our listeners, WSIC, that is the radio station there that broadcasts this radio program. We are coming to your town. We're bringing the biscuit tour to your neighborhood next Friday. And we would love to see you at the radio station. We're doing some special events, and we'll tell you more about that a little bit later on. But we're so excited to be broadcasting our show from your community, from your city, and we're going to be doing a book signing as well. And we would love for you to come out. We just got back from 9 days in California, and Grace Baker, on Sunday, we signed over 1,000 copies of the Biscuit book. And I wasn't quite sure that biscuits were, in fact, going to translate well over the Mississippi River.
Well, it sounds like they did.
They did. People love biscuits out there. So,
but who doesn't? Once you've had a biscuit, a good biscuit.
That's what I'm talking about.
With some jam or maybe some gravy.
Exactly.
You're good. You never go back.
There you go. So anyway, get ready. And we want you guys to turn out. We had a couple of hundred people in Hendersonville, North Carolina come out. So over at WHKP. An incredible radio station. So we're expecting a good representation there in Statesville, North Carolina, not this coming Friday, but the following Friday. And, of course, all next week we're going to be broadcasting from our studios at Liberty University. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. I want to go right now to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. We are honored to have with us a team member from American Family Radio, great American patriot. He has his own radio program, Walker Wildman. Walker, it's been a while. Hope you're doing good.
Todd, man, it is good to be on your show. And I'm not too far from you, about an hour and a half south in Tupelo, Mississippi.
You know, whenever I head over to Atlanta, we drive right through your fair city on Interstate 22. More often than not, about 10 miles over the speed limit. But, you know, it's a good town.
Nice. Yeah, I forgot your broadcast. So you're broadcasting from Atlanta now.
No, we're in Memphis, but we head over to Atlanta every now and again. Anytime we have to head over to that part of the country, it always takes us right through Tupelo. So there you go.
Good part of the South.
You know, Walker, one of the things we really appreciate about American Family Radio is the position you guys take on the culture. You know, a lot of stations, Christian radio stations, they don't like to engage in cultural issues or controversial topics. But you guys have really have a long history of taking a stand when many other people would not.
Yeah, my grandfather started this ministry back in 1977, and ever since then, I mean, he started American Family Association based on taking a stand. He started by unplugging the television back in the late 70s, early 80s, and he got a lot of attention, mostly negative attention. But anyway, a lot of people got behind him, and so we've been at this culture war about 40-plus years. And, you know, the key thing that keeps us encouraged and keeps us focused is the gospel of Jesus Christ and his word. So that's one thing that Christians can unite with is, you know, there's a lot of people with different ideologies and worldviews out there. But the body of Christ, believers, can unite around God's word and standing up for godly values in this country and around the world. So that's what we're doing here at American Family Association. And many of the positions we take and many of the positions that you take are not popular. They're not going to get us, you know, brownie points. But here we are. God calls us to stand. He calls us to fight and be courageous. So that's what we're going to do.
You know, Walker, if they're not sending you guys death threats, they're sending me death threats. So, you know, it's for me, it's like, well, that's one less death threat AFR is going to get. So go figure.
Duly noted.
Go figure.
We just locked up. We just had a guy locked up last year for death threats. The FBI got involved. The U.S. Attorney's Office got involved. So, yeah, this is serious stuff. I mean, the hate really is a one-way thing. You know, we get called haters and bigots, but most of the hate actually comes from the other side towards us. And it's very vitriolic, very hateful and bigoted. And all we're doing is standing up for traditional values, Todd. I mean, the stuff we're standing for is not really controversial stuff. I mean, we're talking about how men and women are unique. God created them male and female, and there's no changing that. That should not be a controversial topic. One thing we stand for is biblical marriage, natural marriage, between one man and one woman for life. That used to be the status quo. That was the accepted norm. But now somehow that's outdated and antiquated. So we're standing up for biblical values, and we're going to keep doing it, and we appreciate people like you who stand with us.
Oh, absolutely. And look, as early as, what, 10 years ago, you had an overwhelming majority of California voters affirm marriage between one man and one woman. And there were so many people in New York who affirmed traditional marriage, the state legislature would not even allow people to vote on it. They decided to take legislative action. So to your point, these are commonly held values that we have had throughout world history, not just here in America, but all over the world. Folks, Walker Wildman from American Family Radio on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line here in our Liberty University studios. Walker, you're a young guy. How old are you?
20. I'll be 28 next week.
Wow. And you've got youngster. You got a family, young family. This is something. Do you think it's something of an anomaly that someone your age is out there speaking truth to the culture like this?
I would say if you look at the last 10 to 15 years, it is an anomaly. But Todd, what I'm seeing more and more is actually biblical values, godly values, are actually making a comeback, believe it or not. And you're not going to see this, you know, on the media. You're not going to see this on college campuses as much. But I really think a lot of people in this country, especially a lot of young people, they're starting to realize that this way of the secularist and the godless, their way is obviously not working. I'm seeing a lot of young people in their late teens, early 20s, that are getting married early. They're having kids earlier. And they're starting a family. They're moving out to the country. They're getting a good paying job and they're working hard and they're raising their kids. I'm starting to see that make a comeback. It's kind of countercultural right now. But I think really people are starting to latch onto that again as a good way to live, and a good way to raise a family. And it's the right and the noble thing to do. So, I may be an anomaly, but I'll tell you what, we got a lot of people out there that agree with you and I, Todd.
You know, it's interesting you say that. We have a company that handles our podcast, and we've got about 800,000, 900,000 monthly downloads on that thing. And they told us that 44% of our audience is between 18 and 35 years old, which is somewhat unheard of. But to your point, I think younger people are looking for answers. They're looking for people that aren't going to shy away from just, you know, speaking their mind. You may not agree with everything we say, but at least you respect the point that, you know, we are sharing our opinions.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And we've got to continue to be the alternative to the mainstream media. And that's what your show's doing each day across the airways, across the country. That's what American Family Radio is doing, is we are the alternative media outlet. Broadcasting across the country. And so we've got to have that, Todd, and we've got to continue to building more alternative networks. We've got to create a parallel economy. That's what I tell people now. We've got to create a parallel economy to where we can get away from these major media conglomerates and start building our own platforms so we don't have to be afraid of being canceled.
See, I love that. And that's, you know, when we have Patriot Mobile, for example, they are sponsors of this program. And again, you know, when you subscribe to their service, your money's not going to support Planned Parenthood. It's going to support organizations that we care about. And I think that's a brilliant concept, Walker, that you raise, is this parallel community. I was in California just to show the impact of AFR. I was in California last week, and people were coming up to me saying they listen to AFR. They hear my daily commentaries on the network, and they're always so appreciative of the great work that you and the entire team there at AFR are doing.
Yeah, one thing I want to tout real quick, Todd, before you let me go, is our new streaming platform. We're going to launch this on November 1st here in just about 2 weeks. But we're creating an online video streaming platform that is going to be set up just like Netflix. You log in, you watch whatever show you want to watch. We're going to have all of AFA-produced content on there. We're going to start uploading our radio shows, too. And then next year, we're going to add a live streaming option. So to your point and to what I mentioned, we're starting to create these alternative platforms to where people don't have to go to YouTube. They don't have to go to Facebook or to Twitter to find out about what AFA is doing, about what Todd Starnes is doing. They're going to be able to go over these other platforms and keep up with what's going on in our country. And this is a good movement. I mean, I think it's going to take a while, but I think a lot of people are moving away from these massive platforms that keep censoring and canceling us.
Well, I think that's a tremendous project that you guys are working on. And, of course, all this month or all this week, rather, you guys are raising money for your network, having the AFR Share-a-thon. It's become a regular tradition, and it's a way for people to reach out and support the great ministry. And how can people – where do they need to go to become a part of that?
Yeah, if they want to read more about our work here at American Family Radio, they can just go to their website this week, AFR.net. It's real simple, AFR.net in your browser. And once you get there, you'll see our latest charathon. We do this twice a year for about 3 days in the fall and 3 days in the spring. And we just ask folks to come alongside us and support our work financially so that we can keep broadcasting. And we actually keep so we can keep broadcasting your spot, Todd, your daily commentary.
I love it. Is it really expensive? I got
your spot. Yeah. Oh, yeah. It cost an arm and a leg. Todd.
It's like Bill O'Reilly money. Bill O'Reilly money, Walker.
Yeah. Hey, on a serious note, Todd, operating a radio network, and you know this, all across the country is expensive. We have 180 physical towers in 30 plus states across the country. So we have to manage that equipment, manage that property. All that goes along with that. So it is a big operation, but thanks to God, we haven't been in debt since we started 40-plus years ago.
You know, Walker, you guys should really rebrand yourself as Radio Free America, because that's exactly what you guys are.
Amen.
You can have that one if you want for free.
All right, I'll trademark it. I'll put your name underneath it or something.
Well, Walker, look, we're going to get you back on. We are huge fans of what you guys are doing, and you just keep it up. We've got your back, and it's nice to be fighting this great war alongside you guys.
Amen, Todd. Hey, let's keep it up, brother. Let's take this country back and more and more God-fearing Americans across this country.
I love it. All right. Walker Wildman from American Family Radio, American Family Association. And we've got links to their great radio network and some incredible resources, especially if you are a mom or a dad. So I love what he had to say, though, and it's interesting. We've got one of our staff members at KWAM, our flagship station, is a mechanical engineering major and 20 years old, and just proposed to his longtime girlfriend. And they're getting married next year when he's graduating in May, and they're getting married and they're starting a family. So I don't know if this is an anomaly. Maybe it's just in the South, but maybe this is happening elsewhere, where you're starting to see kids understand, you know what, this is about going out there, starting your family, having a good job, and getting out of the hullabaloo of the cities. And like Walker said, moving to the country, there was a survey about that a couple of days ago that seemed to indicate that as a national trend. But I'm really excited about what he said about this parallel community, where you are supporting organizations that share our values. Now, you're not going to be able to do that all the time, but when you can, you should. I mean, that's how I run my company. This is how we run this radio show, and this is what I do in my personal time. My personal life is I try to support local businesses that share values. Got to take a break here, folks. 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. We'll be right back. All right, folks, welcome back to the Liberty University studios, and we have a little bit of breaking news to share with you. Just a few moments ago, President Biden came out. Man, this guy, I'm telling you, either he is senile or his teleprompter is, but something is not clicking on all cylinders. And Biden came out just a few moments ago and made an announcement, and then he got out of there. He's not answering any questions about anything. So here's the deal. Biden has ordered the Department of Labor to issue an emergency rule that will require companies with more than 100 employees to implement a vaccine policy. Take a listen.
The Labor Department is going to soon be issuing an emergency rule for companies with 100 or more employees to implement vaccination requirements in their among their workforce. Every day, we see more businesses implementing vaccination requirements, and the mounting data shows that they work.
Now, he also praised Southwest Airlines for mandating vaccines for their workers as well.
Southwest Airlines, at the head of the pilots union and its CEO, dismissed critics who claim vaccination mandates contributed to flight disruptions. School board members, religious leaders, and doctors across the country are fighting misinformation and educating people about the importance of vaccines. All of these efforts are going to help us continue moving the dial to eliminate this disease.
All right, so here's the deal, and I would love to hear from any business owners that are out there. Will you comply with this rule? Will you comply with this mandate that's coming down? Now, here's what I think is going on. I believe that a majority of Americans have chosen not to get the vaccine. Now, you keep in mind that we have had more deaths in America since the vaccine came out than we had before there was ever a vaccine. What does that tell you? What does that tell you? Is it possible that the vaccine is actually responsible for the uptick in deaths? And these are all legitimate questions that need to be asked and should be asked and addressed, but nobody wants to do that, leading to all sorts of wild conspiracy theories. But to be honest with you here, folks, and I know you guys hate that phrase, but let's get real for a moment. It's very possible that a lot of these harebrained conspiracy theories may, in fact, be true. So here's my take on this. If you are a business owner, you have a constitutional duty. You have a patriotic responsibility to completely ignore whatever rule, whatever order is coming out from the Labor Department. Just ignore it. Do not enforce it. And if we all stand together, if all of us stand together and defy these rules, the government will have no choice but to rescind the policies. But we're going to have to engage in civil disobedience when it comes to these kinds of orders. Whatever Biden is about to do is unconstitutional. Forcing private business. Just stop here for just a moment. All right. How many of you, as they say down in Mississippi at the Walmart in Senatobia, Mississippi, the five-star city, how many of you have the diabetes? Now, I know, I'm sure a lot of you folks out there are not the healthiest eaters in America. And you got a little bit of diabetes or diabetes, as they say in some parts of the South. If we allow these rules and orders to go through on COVID, what's to stop the government to come in and say, you know what? You're not allowed to hire anybody with diabetes anymore. If you've got diabetes, you've got to go on a diet. You've got to go on an exercise plan. You've got to stop eating this kind of food. You got to eat healthy. And if you don't eat healthy, you're not going to be able to get a job. What about you folks with heart disease? You got heart disease, you're not going to be able to work here anymore. We've got to draw a line in the sand right here, folks. 844-747-8868. That is our number. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show. Welcome back to $1,000 Thursday here on the Todd Starnes radio program. Good to have you with us today. You say, what is this all about, $1,000 Thursday? Folks, we are raising money for Alliance Defending Freedom all this month here on this radio program. We tell the stories of their clients on a fairly weekly basis here on this program. Great Americans who are coming under attack because of their beliefs. And we're helping them raise money so they can continue to fight these good fights in the courtrooms across America. And ADF, they do everything pro bono. So they do not charge their clients a single penny, which is why we are raising money for them. And today, we're urging you every Thursday, $1,000 Thursday, and for every person who gives $1,000 to ADF, I'm going to send you every single one of my books, 6 books in all, personally inscribed and autographed as a way of saying thank you for helping out our friends at Alliance Defending Freedom. Every gift you give them is tax deductible, 100% tax deductible. You can go to the website, toddstarnes.com, and scroll down to look for the ADF banner. You can also do it on your smartphone, and you click on that banner, and it'll take you to the donation page, and we would love for you to join us in the cause as we fight for Alliance Defending Freedom. All right, the breaking news, I'm going to get to the phones here in just one moment. The breaking news, President Biden now ordering the Labor Department to implement a mandatory vaccine policy for all private businesses, all businesses with more than 100 workers. I want to go to the phones here, 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. Joe, listening to us on WHKP in North Carolina. Hey, Joe, what's on your mind?
Hey, Todd. I was just wanting to comment on this mandate and thinking that the companies, we're all going to have to band together kind of like the airlines and just shut down. If we could get the truckers and everybody involved to shut everything down for a couple of days and bring this to a halt, they'd have to change their mind.
Well, you see, Joe, and that's an interesting point you brought up. What's happening out in California right now where you have this supply chain crisis, you have dozens of ships that are parked off the coastline. It's not a matter of offloading those ships. The ships have, many of those ships have already been offloaded, and it's all of the supplies that are there, they have yet to be picked up by the truck drivers. And there's a shortage of drivers. Drivers can only drive so many, so many hours a day. And there are a lot of China virus issues as well. So the issue now is you've got to clear out those ports so the ships waiting can offload their cargo. But it is a mess. And Joe, I think you're right. I think maybe the businesses we band together and we send a message that way.
Well, I don't know how else it can be done. I think that's one of the biggest things. If you just shut this country down for a couple of days, what choice are they going to have but to rescind that order?
Joe, I'm curious your thoughts on the airline industry, because I think that is one of the most effective ways to get this thing fixed and to get these mandates rescinded.
I applaud it. I think it's been great because, like you say, it's got to start somewhere where somebody's got to say enough is enough. And for them to do what they're doing, I think it's great. I hate it for the people that are stranded, but it's got to start somewhere.
No, it does. And Joe, we spend a lot of tax money holding up those airlines. We have saved them from bankruptcy, Lord knows how many times. We have spent billions of our tax dollars building these beautiful airports that are basically, TSA-run detention centers. And I say, you know what? This is where we can fight. Shut it down. Mm-hmm. Just shut down the airline industry. And all you pilots out there, I know American Airlines, hundreds of flights canceled, Southwest Airlines, good for you guys. And I think this could very well be the way to fix what's wrong with the country right now.
Well, it's a good start.
Yes, sir, it is. Joe, it's a great call. Thank you for listening to us, and thanks to all of our listeners on WHKP. I want to go back. Joe Biden, just a few moments ago, this is what he said.
The Labor Department is going to soon be issuing an emergency rule for companies with 100 or more employees to implement vaccination requirements among their workforce. Every day, we see more businesses implementing vaccination requirements, and the mounting data shows that they work.
Indeed, ladies and gentlemen, here's where we are. Joe Biden about to crack down on your private business. And soon, very soon, they're going to come after the smaller businesses. They're going to come after all you folks that have a company with fewer than 100 workers. And I will be straightforward with you. I am one of those companies, and I can promise you this, we will not comply. We will not comply. And the government sets foot on our property, they better come with a warrant, because they're not getting inside our building. That's not how we operate here. And we're proud to stand up for the Constitution here at this company. And we're going to do it. We are going to do it. You say, well, Tom, what are the rules and regulations governing your staff? Well, I'll tell you. We let people make up their own minds. We tell them, if you want to wear a mask, you can wear a mask. Don't want to wear a mask, don't wear a mask. But you are free to live your life. It is none of my business to what your health situation is. That's between you and your doctor, not me. So as long as you come in, do your job, we're good to go. All right. 844-747-8868. That is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Now, I've got to play this audio for you. Joe Rogan and CNN's medical doctor, Sanjay Gupta, their medical expert, my hat is off to Sanjay for going on this program, but he got his hat handed to him by Joe Rogan, who has a beef, a legitimate beef with CNN, who mocked and humiliated this man simply for getting the a prescription for ivermectin. Let's take a listen.
Horse dewormers, not a flattering thing. I get
it's
that.
It's a lie. It's a lie on a news network, and it's a lie that's a willing. That's a lie that they're conscious of. This is not a mistake.
Yeah.
They're unfavorably framing it as veterinary medicine.
Well, the FDA put this thing out. You saw that. Did you see that thing that the FDA put out?
What did the FDA put out?
It was a tweet, and it was snarky. I admit it. They said, you are not a horse, you are not a cow, stop taking this stuff, or something like that.
Why would you say that when you're talking about a drug that's been given out to billions and billions of people, a drug that was responsible for one of the inventors of it making the
Nobel Prize.
The Nobel Prize in 2015.
15, yeah.
Yeah, no, a drug that has been shown to stop viral replication in vitro. You know that, right? Why would they lie and say that's horse dewormer? I can afford people medicine, mother. This is ridiculous. It's just a lie.
I don't think anyone is
But don't you think that a lie like that is dangerous on a news network when you know that they know they're lying? You know that they know that I took medicine. Like, here it is. This is ivermectin.
You got
this
it with
right
you.
Here. Somebody gave it to me.
All right, hang on. The thing is, we're like going so fast. Like, I feel like I'm missing.
Do you think that's a problem that your news network
it was not,
lies?
Well, I don't.
Dude,
what did they say?
They lied
what
and
they
said
say?
I was taking horse dewormer. First of all, it was prescribed to me by a doctor.
Yeah.
Along
they
with
shouldn't have said
a
it was
bunch
horse.
Of if, other if medications.
If you got a human pill, because there were people that were taking it, the veterinary medication, and you're not, obviously. You got it from a doctor, so that it shouldn't be called that. Ivermectin can be a very effective medication for parasitic disease, and as you say, it's probably, you know, I think, what, 250 million people have taken it around the world?
More.
I get that.
Way more.
So,
way more. Billions of people have taken it.
Can I just come back to the one I want to talk about? Two things
you
on
have
the ledger.
To, you have, before we get to that, does it bother you that the news network you work for out and out lied,
well,
just outright lied about me taking horse dewormer?
They shouldn't have said that.
Why did they do that?
I don't know.
You didn't ask? You didn't think that was you? You're the medical guy over there.
I didn't ask. I should have asked before coming on
the
podcast.
But they did it with such glee.
No,
yes,
Joe.
They did. I watched.
Oh, yes, they did. He is absolutely right. And good for him to call out Sanjay Gupta. And he did it in a very respectful way. I mean, that was a good, solid debate. And we try to have those here on this radio program. But this is some evil stuff going down, folks. For whatever reason, they want everybody to take this vaccine. If you die, too bad. Oops, our bad. But you watch. You watch birth rates in this country. I'm just, look at the birth rates. Most of the people that have been forcing this vaccine down our throats, they've been forcing us to get the jab. These are people who want to depopulate the earth. So, you know what? Yes, that is a conspiracy theory. But we are living in a conspiracy theory world because the CDC and the government, they're not telling us the truth about the virus or the vaccine. And they're trying to shut down anybody who dares to ask legitimate questions. That is a problem. All right, look, we've got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. That is our telephone number. 844-747-8868. I've got to give a big shout out to Matt Couch over at DCPatriot.com, the DCPatriot.com, and wrote a nice note about us on Twitter and got us a lot of traction. Matt says, if you're not listening to the Todd Starn Show, you should be. I've been tuning in all week, and it's one of the best I've heard. Keeps my attention, informative, and just hits all the nails on the head. And no, he did not pay me to tweet this. It's just a damn good show. Well, Matt, we didn't pay him, did we, Grace? No, we didn't. We're cheap. We don't pay anybody else. It's who we are. It's in our DNA. But thank you, Matt Couch. What a very kind thing to say. And that's all we do. We go out here and do our best every single day on this program, and it's really an honor to do that for you. Hey, folks, I don't know about you, but I am waiting for the big news about President Trump's big announcement. Newsmax has been one step ahead of the big media's of the big media on Trump's next big move, and that's why I go to Newsmax.com for all of my breaking news. I also watch Newsmax TV at home or for free on the Newsmax app on my phone. And it's great. I even get the Newsmax magazine. Yeah, they've got a monthly magazine. You can sit at home and you can read it, turn the pages. It's old school. Incredible writers, Bill O'Reilly, Bill Stein, Dr. Laura, and the real news you can't find anywhere else. The media is not going to tell you about Biden's radical agenda, but Newsmax will. By the way, that magazine, over 700,000 monthly readers, and it has a great offer for you. Check this out, folks. If you sign up today, Newsmax will give you a free emergency radio worth $30. Federal agencies say every family should have an emergency radio, and these days you really need an emergency radio, and you're going to get one free with the Newsmax magazine. All you need to do is call 800-NEWSMAX. That's 800-NEWSMAX. Get your subscription to Newsmax magazine and get an emergency radio free today. All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show on this $1,000 Thursday in the Liberty University studios. We are raising money all this month for our good friends at Alliance Defending Freedom, and we are looking for a few good men and women to donate $1,000 today over at ToddStarnes.com. Click on the Alliance Defending Freedom banner, and we're going to hook you up with some a wonderful thank you from us as you support our friends at ADF with your 100% tax-deductible gift. We get so many kind messages from you guys, the great listeners of this program. And I received a large package yesterday in the mail, and I want to read this to you. It's from one of our great listeners. His name is Thad Tenney, and he's involved in the Taurus World Stunt Awards. And he sent us a beautiful gift, one of my favorite movies. He was listening to the show, and I was a big fan of Ford versus Ferrari. And so, Thad, and if you're watching us on the Facebook Live, you'll be able to see this beautiful painting that he gave to us here on the program, and actually had it autographed by Tony Hunt himself, which is just spectacular. Tony Hunt is a stunt driver and a racer. He's also a Tim Time USAC Midget and Sprint Car Champion. And, Grace, we're allowed to say midget in that context here on the program. And so, anyway, he said, we thought you would like this special one-of-a-kind wall hanging. Living out of a bag is our lifestyle, and I'm just getting around to getting this out. We want to thank you, Todd, and your wonderful staff, Grace Baker and Avery Bryson, for all you do for our country and standing strong as Christians. You, Todd, have been a gift from God to all of us, my brother. And then Tony Hunt actually wrote a personal message as well, and we're gonna frame that, and we're going to post it here in the broadcast center. So, Thad, Tony, thank you guys so much. Man, we really appreciate that special gift. Oh, wow. All right. So we've been able to establish contact with our next guest. I'm very excited about this. This guy is just awesome. His name is Chad Prather. You see him on the Blaze TV. And he is taking on the world and the woke. Chad, good to have you with us.
Hey, Todd. Thanks for having me, man. It's good to be with you for a minute.
Hey, look, you've got this great project out, Am I Crazy? An Unapologetic Patriot Takes on the Insanity of Today's Woke World. There's a lot packed into that.
There is. I'm calling this affectionately my common sense guide to the end of the world. Unfortunately, the woke mob has seemingly taken over. They've gotten our language. They've gotten our culture. They've attacked everything from our parenting to our relationships to our holidays, you name it. And so I took a little common sense, wrapped it in humor, made it an easier pill to swallow, and put it in a book form where people can get conversational in this culture war we're fighting.
And one of the things I like about you, and you're Southern, you know, so you get it.
I try to anyway. You know, what's funny is I'm kind of this Southern oxymoron. I'm not a slow talker. I can get a lot of words out pretty fast. And that's sort of the tone that this book was written in as well. So if anybody watches me and they're used to seeing my videos in the truck or watching me on the Blaze, they're going to read this book really, really fast.
Well, well, that's fantastic. Where can people go, Chad, if they want to get a copy of the book?
The easiest one-stop shop is to go to my website, watch WatchChad.com. WatchChad.com, the most vain web address in the world, WatchChad.com. I encourage people to grab it. They'll thoroughly enjoy it.
You know, as we've got about a minute here, about, well, 90 seconds or so, what is the key takeaway from you as you take a look at what's happening in America right now?
Well, we're seeing a downfall. We're seeing a spiral down, and it's working at a breakneck speed. And anybody that is, you know, as I consider myself a southern white heterosexual Christian male, and to top it all off, I wear a cowboy hat and drive a truck and usually have a dog in the back. I'm public enemy number one. I mean, how dare I, you know, try to shift the paradigm back to traditional values or common sense, because, you know, anybody that speaks things like that, the cultural mob's going to come after us and try to cancel us. So what I'm encouraging people to do is arm themselves. Let's get back to critical thinking and common sense, and laugh at ourselves a little bit, not be so easily offended, and let's move forward and engage culture.
I love it. Chad, we've got a link to your book and your website over on our live show blog. Folks, head over there and check that out. Am I Crazy? An Unapologetic Patriot Takes on the Insanity of Today's Woke World. Chad, it's a tight segment, but we'd love to get you back on sometime so we can really do a deep dive into this terrific book you wrote.
Hey, thanks for the time, Todd. Always a blessing, my friend.
All right, take care, brother. Chad Prather, ladies and gentlemen, I love this guy. He's great. You got to read his books. And folks, don't forget, don't go anywhere. We've got another hour coming your way. This is the Todd Starnes Show from Liberty University Studios.
Broadcasting coast to coast and border to border from Memphis, Tennessee. It's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
And hello, America. Welcome to the Todd Starnes Radio Show, broadcasting from Liberty University Studios. And we are having a great day. Treated the staff to lunch today, and everybody's in a good mood. Jason's Deli. I don't know if they have one. Is that a national chain? I don't know. Great deli, and the staff is fed and watered today. And we are ready to take your calls, talking about the vaccine mandates, also supply chain crisis. If you are beginning to see empty shelves in your neighborhood, by the way, hashtag Empty Shelf Joe is trending on Twitter right now. Good job, all you patriots out there. Our toll-free telephone number, 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Great to have with us our good friend Tim Murtaugh, former Trump 2020 comms director, and now he is a consultant for my favorite social media platform, Getter. Hey, Tim, how's it going?
It's going great, Todd. Glad to be with you once again.
If I had known, I think, you know, for some reason I didn't see who was coming in on later in the show, we would have got you something from Jason's Deli.
Yeah, you know, when you say that in the lead in here, it makes me feel kind of left out.
Sorry about that, Tim.
Yeah, it sounds great.
It happens. I did that to Jason Miller once, so, you know, it's all good.
Yeah.
Hey,
well, I'm in good company.
Yes. You know, by the way, before we talk about what's been happening this week in the country, Getter is just exploding. I have never seen so many people jumping on board this great social media platform.
Yeah, it's been really fantastic. We launched on July 4th, you know, as people can figuratively declare their independence from the Silicon Valley social media oligarchs. And in just that time, since July 4th, we're now approaching 3 million registered users. So
wow.
It is officially the fastest growing social media platform in history. We hit 1 million users just 3 days after launch. And by comparison, if you take a look at this, Twitter took 24 months to get their first 1 million users, and Facebook took 10 months. So I think people are waking up, seeing what's happening on the social media landscape and realizing that their opinions are being suppressed. And as I'm talking to you today, Todd, I'm sure you're aware that today is the one-year anniversary of the New York Post breaking the news about Hunter Biden's laptop.
That's right.
And of course, that got shut down and blacked out by Twitter and Facebook and all of the corporate news media. And 1 year later, here we are celebrating, I like to call it the Hunter Biden laptop adversary.
And it's a great example, though, of the mainstream media suppressing a legitimate story in criminal enterprise.
Yeah, and it's nothing short of election interference by Twitter and Facebook and the national news media. Twitter actually suspended the New York Post's account for daring to tweet that story out. Now, a year later, we know that it was always true. The laptop was genuine. The contents are genuine. Now there's reports of the fact that Hunter and Joe Biden shared a bank account. So there was commingling of funds, this money that Hunter got through his shady foreign business deals. It was always true, and it was election interference because this occurred less than 3 weeks before Election Day. And we now know from polling after the election that enough Joe Biden voters, had they known about what was on Hunter Biden's laptop, it would have changed their vote, and it would have swung enough votes in key states to give President Trump a clear victory. And none of the post-election anguish would have ever have happened because it would have been a blowout.
No, you're absolutely right. And folks, this is very well documented. So you can just Google that information, but it's there for you to check out. On the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, our good friend Tim Murtaugh. Tim, just a few moments ago, President Biden came out, said he's going to order the Labor Department to crack down on businesses with more than 100 workers. Do not comply. Engage in civil disobedience and do not comply.
Well, look, I think that an individual has the right to decide whether or not to inject a drug into his or her body. I think that's pretty basic. And I also believe that having the federal government order private companies, private enterprise, to do something like this is unconstitutional. Now, the Supreme Court has weighed in on the ability of states to require that in the manner of vaccines for kids in public schools. But that's clearly that the state can do that. To have the federal government step in and say private businesses must require their workers to get the vaccine, and I think they allow for submitting to testing as well. But the key word there is submit, right? You have the federal government with no authority to do this. There is no law that permits the federal government to order these private companies to subject their workers to either get the shot, take tests, or get fired. There is no law that allows that. And at a time when the jobs are not being filled by people who are being paid to stay home at work, we still have an employment problem in this country. We see the disruption of the supply chain, the ships off the coast of California threatening Christmas, for goodness sake. At a time when that is happening, you're going to order people from the federal government and the Oval Office and say, essentially, take the shot or lose your job. This is not what people thought they were voting for if they voted for Joe Biden. The guy is completely under the thumb of the radical left. He has absolutely lost complete control. He promised that he was going to get a handle on the COVID vaccine. He has not done so, and so now he has resorted to this.
Indeed. And Tim, we're going to have to leave it there. At Tim Murtaugh is his Twitter handle. And you got to check out his tweets, folks. Quite pithy. Tim Murtaugh from Getter. Always good hearing from you, my friend.
Thank you very much, Todd. And everyone listening should go to Getter.com, GETTR.com, and make an account and sign up today.
All right. I got to make sure I'm following you over there. Are you a blue check mark guy or what? You're a check mark guy.
I am. We have red check marks.
Yes.
I am verified, yes.
Excellent. All right, same here, Tim. So from one verified guy to another, have a great one.
You too, Todd. Thanks a lot.
All right, Tim Murtaugh. If you haven't gotten on Getter yet, I'd encourage you to do it. It's a lot of fun, and there's no censorship, which I absolutely love. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. I want to go to the phones here. Tim mentioned something about vaccine mandates, and Joey in Georgia, listening to us on WDUN, wants to weigh in on that subject. Hey, Joey, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Todd. Appreciate all that you do.
Thank you.
Yeah, what I called about was our company that I work for, that I've been with 27 years. Laid down the mandate a couple of weeks ago, and I've always listened to you as much as I can during the day. And you've always told your listeners to, you know, don't quit your job, you know, let them fire you. So our company came back with threatening us if we let our HR department know that we are quitting and not taking the vaccine, then they would not contest our unemployment. But if we wait till the day, our deadline date, to get the shot and do not tell our HR department and let, and, you know, want them to fire us, then they are going to contest the unemployment that we want to draw.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Joey, when that mandate came down, what was the scuttlebutt there at the company?
Well, I can't really say who I work for, but you know, we're foreign owned, so it was just the ripple effect from Joe Biden's mandate.
Were people, your coworkers, your colleagues there? Is this a big company, a small company?
Big company.
So, what do your coworkers have to say about all of this?
Well, there's several that's been at the company, you know, about the same year that I have, you know, the older ones, the veterans, I call them. And that most of them are pretty upset and not happy about it, because we've seen a lot of change go on in the company. And there's several that's not going to take the jab either.
What about yourself, Joey? What are you going to do? What's the game plan?
Well, I've filled out my religious exemption form, turned it in. It's at their discretion, and just trusting in the good Lord to take care of me. I've got a couple of things on the side. Our family has a restaurant in Cleveland, and I may be going to work there, and I do some car stuff on the side. So I'm I think I'm going to be okay.
Well, it sounds like you're going to be just fine, Joey. And again, you know, this is a very prudent thing here. And I know that we catch a lot of flack in the national media, but, you know, we all have a choice to make. But that's the point. It's our choice. It's our decision. And the government should not be forcing us to do something that we don't want to do, especially when it comes to issues related to health.
That's the way I feel as well. We had COVID back in late August. Myself, my wife, my mother-in-law, we all live in the same house, so we all came down with it. And, you know, we made it through. I ended up getting the antibody IV, and I took my wife and my mother-in-law to a local clinic that where they got ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, and they recovered well. So we're doing fine, and
good.
And I'm thankful for that.
Now, look, I want you to do me a favor, Joey. You've got our number. Keep us updated on what's happening here and let us know. And if you have to, you know, if you get the heave-ho, you know, give us a call back. We want to be able to promote your restaurant and things of that nature. You know, we don't want to out who you are. But, you know, give us a call back and let us know how we can help.
Yes, sir, I will.
All right, Joey, God bless you, man, and you hang in there. And as Joey said, he's praying about it, and that's what we all need to be doing. We should be asking the good Lord for guidance here. Folks, I want you to allow me to ask you to stop for just a moment. And I want you to think about all the blessings we enjoy. Listening to Joey here, I mean, great job, great family, living the American dream. And now that American dream is in jeopardy. But look at what's been happening in our country. Our constitutionally guaranteed freedoms, free speech, freedom of religion, sanctity of life. All of those rights are in very real danger, too, every single day, including today. October 14th, 2021. Businesses run by men and women just like you, people who put their life savings into building a business to support themselves and their families, are being threatened because they will not capitulate to the so-called political correctness and create products that violate their religious beliefs. Alliance Defending Freedom Senior Counsel Christian Wagoner tells us these are not just isolated cases.
We have numerous cases where the government is seeking to not just punish people for their religious beliefs about marriage, but literally coerce them, take everything they own from them simply because they won't create unique expression that violates their religious convictions about what marriage is. That's un-American.
It is un-American. Protecting our cherished freedoms from government interference is why it is so urgent that you join us in supporting Alliance Defending Freedom. Go to ToddStarnes.com, click on the Alliance Defending Freedom banner. a very simple question. Are your personal freedoms worth $100 to defend? And I'm asking you for a $100 donation to the Freedom Fund. Some of you can pay even more than that, $1,000. Today is $1,000 Thursday. And we would love for all of you to help ADF continue fighting these court battles and be ready when your freedoms are threatened too. Now more than ever, you need Alliance Defending Freedom to be ready to help you or your college-age student or even your church. So I need you right now today to go to toddstarnes.com, click on the ADF banner on the website. You can also call in with your gift at 855-716-7461. That's 855-716-7461. We'll be right back. All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Starnes radio program. I got a question for you. President Trump yesterday put out a series of tweets. Very upset, still very upset about what went down in 2020 in the presidential election. And the president said, the former president, well, he's still our president. The president said that Republicans will not vote and they will not win if the presidential election fraud issue is not fixed. Do you agree with that? Do you agree? That because, again, there are a lot of Republicans say it is time to move on. And I want to read what the president wrote. If we don't solve the presidential election fraud of 2020, which we have thoroughly and conclusively documented, Republicans will not be voting in 2022 or 24. It is the single most important thing for Republicans to do. Do you agree with the president here? Is that the most important thing for Republicans to do? Will that cause you to stay home in 2022? 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. 844-747-8868. Let's go to Boston. Connor on the line. And Connor wants to weigh in on the vaccine. Hey, Connor, what's going on?
Hey, Todd, my friend. How you doing?
I'm well, thank you, sir.
All right, Todd. So I'll tell you one thing. The president, two things. I'll get to the vaccine momentarily. But I'll tell you, the president has a point when it comes down to a lot of Republican voters. I mean, quite frankly, as a Republican voter, I feel like we got screwed in 2020. I feel like we have a fake president and incompetent president right now because of the voter fraud that took place. But at the same time, I would caution the real president, President Trump, to, you know, by using that language, because then a lot of people are going to stay home by listening to that advice. And we need to focus on taking back the House, taking back the Senate, taking back the White House, and then looking into the situation, what happened in 2020 once we have control of the government again, because voter fraud did take place. I mean, there's no doubt about it. And it does need to be dealt with. I'll put it that way.
Oh, Connor, I've got no doubt that voter fraud happened. The question is, how do you stop it? How do you fix it? And what is the president looking for here? Because I'm with you. I'm concerned that there may be some people that will decide, you know what, President Trump said, don't go and vote. I'm not going to go vote.
Right. And I'll tell you, you know, as long as there's a Xerox machine, the Democrats are going to be able to pull up voter fraud. But if we go out there in numbers, if we get involved, if we back campaigns, if we find our candidates and run them and back them and support them, they're not going to be able to print enough votes to be able to overcome that type of movement. I mean, President Trump's whole presidential run in 2016 was a movement. It was a lot bigger than just one candidate running. It was us taking back the government from the radical left and from basically communists in just a very dark period of time over the Obama years. I was, I was in K through 12 basically when Obama was president. Even then, I'll tell you, I knew it was bad. I knew it was a bad situation.
Well, it's Connor. Let's see how all of this plays out. But the president throwing down the gauntlet, and what I find amazing right here, and Connor, we're going to have to skedaddle for a break. It is great hearing from you, my friend. What concerns me here is the future. Where is this going to go? Because if people stay home, if people do not vote, Biden's radical agenda will continue unchallenged. So what do you do here, folks? 844-747-8868, toll-free telephone number, 844-747-8868. Don't forget $1,000 Thursday. Get those donations in over at Alliance Defending Freedom. You can do that at toddstarns.com. That's toddstarns.com. We'll be right back, folks. Welcome back to the Liberty University studios. Next Friday, all you folks in Statesville, North Carolina, listen up. We're going to be coming to town, and we're going to be doing our show live from the studios of WSIC. And we would love for you to drop by during the show and say hello. I'd love to be able to meet you and shake your hand. So come on by and say howdy-do. Not this Friday, but the following Friday. And we're going to be doing some other events with the Republican Party there, as well as speaking in a church next Sunday. And we'll be sharing more about that on our website, toddstarns.com. Do want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. And speaking of North Carolina, great to have the representative from the 3rd Congressional District, Congressman Greg Murphy. Congressman, good to have you back with us.
Good afternoon, Todd. Hope you're doing well.
You know, I am, Congressman, and I was especially intrigued with a press release you put out a couple of days ago, you and several other lawmakers pushing back against the Justice Department as they basically declared war on moms and dads in America.
Well, Todd, here is it's very interesting to see how free speech in this country, in every avenue, is now being threatened. Censorship, the cancel culture. You know, here the Biden administration doesn't want parents to have the right to say, hey, I don't want my kid taught that nonsense. But, you know, here we are. They weaponized the Department of Justice to come and criminalize good law-abiding taxpayers. But then we want to defund the police. That's the other hypocritical, just on the book of hypocritical stances of the Biden administration. But this is nonsense. This is the forum for parents to come. That's why you have school board meetings, to come and express concern. But to weaponize them and basically say, or weaponize the DOJ and basically say your opinion is not valid and you're a domestic terrorist is totally antithetical to what this country stands for.
Oh, you're right, Congressman. And then when you go back to the, I guess this was the incident that started it, when this just anxiety-filled father went before the school board to find justice for his daughter who had allegedly been raped by a transgender person in the school, on school property. When you finally hear that part of the story after this guy has been smeared in the national media is just appalling.
No, it's tragic. It's tragic. It's you know, the cancel culture, the left is the part that screams the most. They scream the loudest that everybody's a victim. They're a victim, and you should not have a right to speak your mind. You should not have a right to be to say anything because you're a fear of offending somebody. Just because you're transgender does not mean you get a get out of school free card or anything like that. But, you know, it's basically just, again, we've come to a country, we have a party now that it's your way or the highway. Reminds me a little bit of 1930s Germany, honestly, to be very frank. These are frightening times for free speech in this country.
Well, they are. And Congressman, you know, that you would dare even make that comparison, even though that is the legitimate historical comparison of what's going on, you know, they'll come after you.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And they have. Look at what Biden's doing with the IRS now. And we're, instead of a $10,000 transaction with your bank, it's $600. So they want to know everything about you. They want to know exactly what you're doing. We're going to hire 1,000 new IRS agents so they can dissect everybody's finances. Again, this administration, you know, Biden came in as the, quote, unity president. He walked over to the White House and cut that dream in half. And it's the progressive far left that are running the country now. And I'm actually heartened to see that middle America is waking up, I believe.
Oh, me too. Me too, Congressman. Watch. And it's happening at school board meetings, city halls. And that's what it's going to take if we're going to win back our country. We're going to have to get control of our local communities again. I want to ask you about something that just happened. Joe Biden holding a very brief, and it's really not a press conference because he doesn't take any questions, But he did say that he was ordering the Labor Department to implement mandatory procedures for companies with more than 100 workers, that all workers must be vaccinated. Your reaction to that?
Well, I mean, he's made this economy, and we're now approaching double-digit inflation. He's crashing our economy. He's putting nails in his own party's coffin. Let's think about this. Todd, I'm a physician, and I've done my research. I love how people say they've done their research. I've done my medical research. I truly believe these vaccines are safe and effective. However, you know, everything is not for everybody. You know, my decisions that a patient's decision that is made is after I've given them informed consent. They sign on the dotted line if I'm operating on them. This is a medication. And for us to cripple industry in America, to shove this down people's throats, because we have nurses, we have doctors in the healthcare field that are leaving because of this. I wish they were get vaccinated, but I sure as hell don't believe that the federal government should mandate vaccines in this regard, especially now with kids, because we know that this is not a really truly pediatric disease. It's just something that is totally un-American, to be very honest with you.
You know what gets me about this? I have a mechanical heart valve, aortic heart valve, and I have to take warfarin, blood thinner, every day of my life. 37 years old, had open heart surgery, and it's interesting because the way CNN has described ivermectin as that horse pill, really ridiculing people who even have prescriptions, like Joe Rogan, the comedian, and ridiculing him in the national media, CNN would turn around and say, oh, that Starnes guy, he's just taking rat poison. How dare he do that? That is very dangerous for the media to play that sort of a game.
Yeah, and this is, I tell you, Todd, and this may, I hope people don't take it as inflammatory, but the truth is, the media is, in my opinion, the most antithetical thing to the American Constitution that we have, because they don't care, especially the leftist media here, they don't care about the truth. They want, especially CNN, wants to just push its narrative. You know, look at the studies. I'm a physician. What I would love to see is a head-to-head trial between the new drug from Merck and ivermectin and placebo. Why don't we do that study? But there's not money in it. I understand that. But for these idiots to say that that doesn't have an efficacy, I've prescribed it. I believe many of the studies that show it has efficacy in early stage disease. Hydroxychloroquine, they got all on it because Trump touted it. They studied it in late stage disease where it has no effect. Did they study it in early stage disease? No. But these idiots on CNN, just anything that doesn't fit within their bandwidth, they're horrible, attacking. They're idiots.
No doubt about that. Well, Congressman, one final question here. I want to get your reaction to the White House over this idea that inflation, high prices, is only an upper class, a rich person's problem, that the rest of us aren't really worried about that. I kind of got a good laugh as I was paying nearly $4 a gallon for gasoline the other day.
Todd, I saw that, and it's one of these things where your jaw just drops. Is that how out of touch they are with America? Think about what inflation is. It is a tax. It is a tax on every single American, regardless of income. And who does it disproportionately affect? It disproportionately affects the poor, because it's a greater percentage of their take-home income to pay for gas, to pay for milk, to pay for chicken, to pay for these things that they need every day. You know, affluent America doesn't affect nearly as much. And for them to come out and say such a ridiculous statement, you know, it's about as ridiculous as saying this massive $1 trillion spending bill is going to cost $0. They are just totally out of touch with basic economics and the basic American.
Well, you're right about that. Congressman, we're going to have to leave it there. Great info, as always. We really appreciate you coming on the program.
Great, Todd. Take care. God bless.
All right. God bless. Congressman Greg Murphy, and he is a medical doctor, by the way, unlike Dr. Mrs. Jill Biden, the first lady. I'm not going to get into that right now. We've got way too much going on here. But look, we are going to take a break. I am curious. I want to go back to the statement that President Trump made. If voter fraud issues are not addressed and dealt with, will that affect your vote on Election Day? 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. Also, we want to hear from you. Maybe you have already made your donation to Alliance Defending Freedom. We'd like to salute you and give us a call, 844-747-8868. We'll be right back, folks. Booga. Brenton Wood. Hey, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Hope you're doing good today. Hey, let's go to the phones. Ann in Georgia, WDUN. Hi, Ann. What's going on?
Hi, Ann. How are you today, Todd?
I'm good. Thanks, Ann.
Well, I just wanted to let you know that I'm a conservative's conservative. I am. But ivermectin is truly horsewarmer. I owned horses for 30 years, and it is truly horsewarmer. I mean, I'm all for it being prescribed as to treat other things, but to say it's a lie to call it horsewarmer is actually a lie and makes us just as bad as the other side.
No. We're not saying it's not horse dewormer. I mean, that is something that it is used for, but that
absolutely.
Is...
Absolutely. Well, it kind of sounded like the... Go ahead.
No. But in the context of what CNN was doing, they were trying to discourage people from using ivermectin by claiming that's the only thing it was, and it's more than that, used in the right dosage. And that was the point we were making.
Okay. Well, it didn't sound like the clip, so I tuned in when the clip was going with, was that Joe Rogan?
Joe Rogan. Yeah, so let me explain this. So what CNN did, Ann, is that they accused Joe Rogan of using that's what they called it. They didn't call it ivermectin. They called it, Joe Rogan's using a horse dewormer. And that is not accurate. It's called ivermectin.
Ivermectin, right. I have some in my barn right now.
I have no doubt about it. I have no doubt about it. But this has been around for, and here's the example I use. I have to take blood thinner, and the blood thinner I take is also used as rat poison. They give it to kill rats. That doesn't mean that. So CNN would be just as wrong if they said, Todd Starnes takes rat poison. Well, yes, but no.
I mean, technically, they would be right.
Well, you know what they're doing, though.
I do know what they're doing, and what they're doing is trying to, like you said, pass their agenda on to the rest of us, it is used for that. So I don't want us to be as bad as the other side.
No. And I don't think we are here, Anne. I mean, in Joe Rogan's case, the guy had a prescription for it. So it's not like he went down to Tractor Supply and got some horse dewormer.
Right, I buy mine for the horses, exactly.
Yeah, and we've been pretty clear telling people, do not self-diagnose and don't go down and take the dosage that a horse would normally get. That would probably kill you.
It would, because they weigh 1,000 pounds on average.
Yeah, that's not good. That's not good. So I think we're on the same page here, Anne. It's yes, that's what it is used for, but there it's much broader than that. And it is.
And there's nothing wrong with people, talking to their physician about it, and like you said, getting the proper dosage. I'm all for that. I'm all for exploring any way that we can to get out of where we currently are. But I guess the Joe Rogan, I guess, was the way he portrayed it. I don't know. I'm not a big fan of his.
Well, I'm not. Look, I'm not either, Ann, but I see what CNN really did him dirty. And, I mean, they embarrassed a guy, and I get it. He's a big celebrity. He should be used to that. But, when they come after you, it gets ugly.
It does. It does. All right. And I agree with that.
What kind of horses you got, Ann?
Oh, quarter horses.
Oh, beautiful. Beautiful. Right. So you got a big farm?
Yeah. No, not huge, just big enough.
All right. Well,
to take care of.
I love it. I love it. Well, Ann, thank you for calling and give us a holler back one of these days.
All right. Thanks so much.
All right. God bless. Yeah, Ann and I, we actually agree here, folks. I mean, again, this is all about how you frame this. That's what's going on. All right. So we're going to Louisiana. Grace Baker, turn your microphone on. So this is his real name?
No, it's a code name.
Code name. All right.
I said he didn't want to use his name. I said, how about we say John? And he said, no, I want to be called Grumpy.
Grumpy. All right. All right. Well, let's go to Louisiana on KROF. Grumpy. Hey, Grumpy, what's going on?
Oh, it's you, Todd. Thanks for taking the call.
Glad to do it. What's going on?
Oh, nothing. I had heard the other lady. When she called in, talked about the horse dewormer and everything, and I said, I'm sure Todd knows knows enough physicians and vets and everything that vets and physicians all actually take the same medical training, and some real good friends of mine who are top veterinarians, as well as I happen to work with a lot of medical professionals in my business here. They all know that a lot of medications are all used for dogs, cats, horses, all other animals, same medications that they actually use on humans. And that's pretty much what it is. It just, that's the way the cookie crumbles.
Grumpy, you're absolutely right. And it's all in how you frame the argument. And they're trying to make anybody that's using ivermectin and recovering, or, you know, whatever kind of a treatment that is, they're making those people out to be, you know, morons or hillbillies or rednecks. That's what that's all about.
That's it.
All right.
And you, it's funny to hear them. I mean, it's like, you know, you don't know much about the medical profession because a lot of the same medicines are used on humans as well as animals.
There you
and
go.
If you check into it, we have one of the finest veterinarian clinics over at LSU in Baton Rouge. And I was talking to some of my friends who graduated from over there. And it's funny to know that how they get their training is on the veterinarians that at night, they take the animals down to the regular hospital to where they can do MRIs on them.
Oh.
And so
well, there you go.
Taking the animals to the hospital to check them out. So
the next time you got to get an MRI, why does it smell like hay in here? What's going on? Grumpy, be good, sir. Give us a call back one of these days. We love hearing from our folks, friends down in Acadiana. Real quick, let's go to Ernie on the talk station, wants to weigh in on the supply chain. Hey, Ernie, what's going on?
Well, I want to say thank you for having my Congressman Greg Murphy on a little while ago. He's a good man.
He is.
He's a good man, and he understands. He understands what's going on, not just around here, but in our nation. But I want to talk about the supply chain, if I may.
Yeah, we got about a minute, so go ahead. But let's make it quick.
I'm an electrical contractor. I'm the oldest guy doing this in my county. I'm 76 years old. And that's beside the point, but we cannot get the material we need. And what we can get is doubled, tripled, and in some cases quadruple in price.
Is that right?
It is. Yes. And if anyone that uses the materials you use to wire a house, they know what I'm talking about. Something that cost about $54 3 years ago is now about $150.
How is that impacting? Real quick, we've got about 20 seconds. How is that impacting the average contractor?
It impacts me terribly, but what bothers me the most, and these are for the most part, this is domestically produced, but there's a lot of stuff that we have to use. I don't like it, but it comes from the Far East, China, and I don't understand why those supplies can't be here, and our local Lowe's Home Improvement is stuffed to the shelves with cheap Chinese Christmas decorations. The Halloween stuff is gone, the Thanksgiving stuff is gone, yeah. And now they're stuffed to the gills with cheap Chinese Christmas stuff.
Ernie, got to leave it there. We're done, folks. Sorry, got to keep it quick, folks. Got to keep it pithy when we're coming up on the end of the show, which we are. Be good, America. We're going to do this all over again tomorrow. Have a good one, everybody.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.